Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we ended talking about what the believer's approach to prophecy ought to be, according not to David Stahl or preachers or teachers or anybody, but from the Bible and from Jesus himself. Jesus said something to his disciples before he was crucified that established a divine spiritual principle on this matter of prophecy. It tells us what our approach ought to be when it comes to Bible prophecy. Jesus said in John 14:29, "And now I have told you before it came to pass, that when it come to pass, you might believe." John 14:29. I hope, my friend, you got that. When it come to pass, you might believe. Not go out and tell everyone so that you can make money or write books, do, podcasts, get speaking engagements. Oh, no. So that you might believe. Now once the, the word might is a very, very pivotal word. Notice not you shall believe or you can believe, but might believe. My friend, believing or not is still always up to us. But do we have enough of God in us to believe in Jesus Christ when we see things mentioned in the Bible come to pass? Now, not the things, but believe in Jesus Christ. It's not the things that we focus on, but we just focus on Jesus Christ. But what was Jesus saying here? Now open up your spirit deep and wide. Was Jesus saying that they could not trust his words, as many in the world today do, until his word come to pass? No. Was Jesus saying that he expected them to understand his word before it came to pass? Certainly not. Rather, Jesus was telling the disciples and us today who believe that they could not, repeat, not understand or interpret his word presently with their limited understanding, but that they would later understand what he meant when and only when what he promised would come to pass. Then they would realize what he meant. And at that point, they could look back and remember what he said, and it would strengthen their faith. I do not know about you, my friend, but the longer I go with God, the better God looks in the rearview mirror. We best see God in retrospect after what has happened, and especially if it is not the first time something has happened in our life. Okay, this leads us to another divine spiritual principle that we must look at, and that is learning the will of God by repeating past mistakes. When God brings us back around the mountain and we move in the opposite direction of our previous failure, we then can move into victory. It is doing opposite of what we did last time that will bring us into victory over issues, maybe over a person, over a character flaw, over a sin that easily besets us and is keeping us in an ungodly lifestyle. Well, you name it. Make no mistake, my friend. God will keep bringing his children who love him back around the mountain till we get things right with him, or we will not advance in God till we do. Or what happens most often, people just fall away. The lesson is too difficult. Not enough foundation of godly truth in their lives, or too much religion in their lives. So instead of taking a deep dive into God, remember the way up is down. They avoid whatsoever God is trying to do in their lives and become more religious, satisfying their fleshly desires and trying to make themselves feel good. Well, that will never work. I have seen this for years in many, many lives of many people that I know. Well, and even worse, I have done it in my life in the past, and I know that will not work. This, my friend, is a critical point to our spiritual growth and development. Yes, right, I said spiritual growth and development. To develop spiritually, we must, We have to. There is no other way around it. There is no other way. We must get into the spiritual realm by spending time with God, to study in His Word, and allowing God to speak to us. He will, my friend. He will speak to our spirit if, which is the most important word in the Bible, we can get still and quiet for a while and listen. He will speak to us, and we will hear His voice. Oh, wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? I know many denominations would fight me tooth and nail over this point, but for me, the battle was over. I'm committed, I'm submitted to God, and I've heard His voice too many times, loud and clear. You know, to put what I'm saying in other words, Jesus told the disciples back in John 14:29, and us today, if God says something, we can always believe His words are always true, but we may not presently be able to know what these true words really mean. Anyone can read God's Word. Well, all you have to do is read the Bible. But it often takes a growing experience, what I call God's dealing and judgments in our life, of Jesus Christ. And I previously said, to realize fully what God means in His words. This is the key to understanding biblical prophecy. We can expect certain events such as the return of Christ, our blessed hope, but we cannot fully grasp the meaning of any of the end time events or how it will actually unfold until, you ready? It actually unfolds. To try to do so is totally folly and deception. This is exactly how it often works in our walk with Christ. We may believe that God has spoken to us. We may think we understand, but then when things unfold, we discover that we do not really understand, or at least we have only a shallow understanding. And why? Because our understanding only grew as we grew to know Christ. Let me say that again. Our understanding grew only as we grew to know Christ. Did you get that, my friend? I'm going to say that again. Our understanding only grew as we grew to know Christ. So the more we come to know Christ, and not the things about Christ, the more our understanding of the things of God will grow in us. I believe this is what Paul was talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 9, 10, and 12. Paul writes, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part," or we do not have complete or perfect or mature knowledge of Christ and His ways. Verse 10. "But when they which is perfect is come," or when we are mature in Christ, "then that which is in part shall be done away with." We will not have a limited revelation of knowledge. Verse 12. "For now we see through a glass darkly," or a dark mirror, shadowed and is hazed, "but then face to face," no mirror is needed. "Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known." 1 Corinthians 13, verses 9, 10, and 12. Or "even as we see and know, we shall know Him and all things." Wow. We shall know Him and all things. More next week on our approach to knowing end time prophecy. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping and trusting you had a tremendous day today and a week to come, and that the Lord will open up His understanding to you, and you will learn more of Him, and you will have that walk with Him, and you will spend time with Him, and you will get quiet, and you will allow the Lord to steal all of your senses and your desires, and allow Him to speak to you. And that is what it's all about, my friend, to get still and quiet and allow the Lord to speak to Him, because when we hear from Him, then all will be well. And we will know what we're supposed to do, and we will know what to say and when not to say it, and how to move. But until then, next week, God bless, and we will talk to you later. Amen.